Parenting in two languages. Field trips with the kids. There are many occasions for a parent to volunteer at their children's school. But as some of you may already know, I really do. The only thing I try to do is to accompany Ellie on a field trip once a year. But I fully commit to it. It's a great opportunity to see how Ellie relates to her classmates. Although, it's usually shocking to find out how she's bossing around the boys in her class. Anyhow, last year the event took place on a national holiday, so I and my husband Shuji both joined Ellie for her field trip at a disaster prevention center. Since we were the only adults in one of the four groups, we even got to experience a magnitude 6 earthquake in the center's quake simulator. We both tried to pitch in when Japanese to English interpretation was required. And if we weren't so distracted at some of the impressive experiments there, we would have been more detailed with our interpretations. It's always harder than you imagine. My favorite field trip in the past few years, however, was when we all went to the fire station near the school. I volunteered to accompany the tour there. I helped the teachers and a few other parents who came on the trip to look after the students, and also took some photos for their school newsletter. At the fire station, they gave us a tour of the building in English. And it was quite interesting to learn how firefighters spend their time in the station and how quickly they can get into their fire gear for an emergency. At the end of the tour, we even got to see their drills. We all know in theory that firefighters risk their lives to save people in fires and many other challenging situations. But to witness it was the most eye-opening experience I've had in recent years. I couldn't help but cry. I was so touched by their skill and determination. I just don't come across the kind of intensity in my everyday life. When the drills were over, students could ask questions. I raised my hand. Perhaps I wasn't supposed to, but I guess I'm a reporter at heart, and there was something I just had to know. "What made you decide to be a firefighter?" I asked. They all had different reasons. I felt privileged to see this world that was completely different from mine. When I was a kid, I never really liked field trips. In fact, none of the kids at the firehouse seemed to be as moved as I was. I was the only one crying. Well, maybe I finally became old enough to appreciate field trips.